And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Looks like you went in there with five of your clients for a private lap dance, is what Wiggy's living room setup looks like.
It gives you a little bit of everything.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
They got my money. My bozo parlays haven't been working out. It's like crack cocaine to me. I can't stop it.
You hit on that baby and it's real candles. That's what you're going for.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Will you guys be eating a turkey leg while you were down there? Because they sell those at a concession.
Yeah, I told the team yesterday, I said, I'm not into radioactive turkey legs or anything like that. So no, we will not be partaking in turkey legs down here.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny, please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Oh, I'd love to have another dog, but you're allergic.
That's like when Greg's mom told him the bell from the ice cream truck meant they were out of ice cream.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. Curtis, on your loss last night.
When I tell you, I thought you were going to start the morning, good morning, nothing good about it. Mm. When I tell you that I stayed up till the end of that game and it's 10:45 at night, my alarm set for 3:45, big L on my forehead, watching this misery, you come back in the third to make it 28-21 and then you give it away. Mm. Like, I just don't get it. Also, BC's defense looked atrocious.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Like,
Also, the quarterback is trending in the wrong direction when it comes to giving the ball away. Boston College Eagles quarterback.
A few good throws, but I was just talking to Wiggy about this. At the end in the fourth, like, it just seemed like he was laissez-faire. Mm. Like, that's the best way I can say it. He just seemed meh.
You let Tootin run all over you.
Yes, and I just don't get it. And the worst part about it is, okay, they're 4-3 now. They're now 1-2 in ACC play. So I can kiss my fun trip to North Carolina December 6th weekend goodbye.
Oh, yeah. No, kiss that goodbye.
Like,
kiss that puppy goodbye. You don't travel enough. I mean, I really feel like you need to get out and explore the world more often.
I wanted to go back to a place that I lived for a bit.
They'll still make a bowl, though.
No, but that was the ACC championship game.
Oh,
you know,
we're talking
week two. I was very high.
Yeah.
And you look at the rest of the ACC. And they're, I mean, we are at the bottom of the list now.
Yeah.
We were once number one on that list in the standings. It just was a terrible, terrible loss. Back to back with a bye week in between.
Once you lose two games in your conference, you're not going to be in your conference championship. So once they lost to Virginia, and this was their second ACC loss, you knew that was it.
Yeah. That game was over in the first 5 minutes. I've seen the movie 5,000 times.
Really. They came back. Greg,
Wiggs, they do that just to toy with
they
you.
They literally, I turned the game on at halftime, I just got back from an event with Ty, and I turned the game on at halftime, and they're down 28-9. I'm like, this game's over. I'll watch a little bit of the third quarter. Literally within 5 minutes, it was 28-21. They get the ball. They drive. They're at midfield. It's 4th and inches.
Yeah, I'm like, here we go. Here we go.
4th and inches. They're driving to potentially tie the game up, and then they fumble. I mean, not they fumble. They get stopped on 4th down. And then the other team goes down. Virginia Tech scores. And then they botch that field goal attempt.
No, that was they fumble the field goal attempt. And then all of a sudden, Virginia Tech ran all over us. It was like they recovered the ball. They ran down the field to, I think, like the 20. And then they stopped down, run right in. Like, BC was like, here you go, silver platter.
That's it.
I mean,
10:45 p.m. As a girl who goes to sleep at 8 p.m., I don't appreciate it.
If you want to try to see the positive, maybe Bill O'Brien is available next year as your offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots.
No, I want to keep Bill O'Brien.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think we kind of seen that story here. Yeah, I don't know how.
Yeah,
it wasn't. Didn't Mayo kind of give him an opportunity to stay?
Yeah.
Or wasn't that
so.
The report or something like that?
Did we talk about that? Yeah, we talked about that with him. Do you think they really gave him an opportunity to stay? Or do you think that there was.
It could have been smoke and mirrors based off of how the offense looks. But, I mean, you know, you'll get to a bowl game and it just depends on where you go.
No, I still love Bill O'Brien. I still love the Eagles. It was just a hard night.
Well, you brought up Mayo. The New England Patriots are in England and ready for Sunday and the Jaguars, and it is a Patriots Friday, and we will talk about all of that with you on today's show. In fact, if you want to be on, the number to call right off the bat this morning is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, and a winnable football game for your New England Patriots under the leadership of Drake May on Sunday. So we will certainly get to what Gerard Mayo said this morning before departing. I think we're going to get to what Alex Van Pelt said. At least during they said it and maybe during a lead or two coming up in just a little bit.
Boy, did Drake May look jacked to be landing in London. You see that video?
He looked tired.
He always looks tired. That's just his general demeanor.
Yeah, he had a bad movie on the flight, it looked like.
he doesn't seem like he's a high energy guy.
No, he's not. He's a baby face poke guy.
He's not.
We had one of those.
No.
He's a sleepy guy.
His face always looks pouty.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
he's kind of like.
No, I don't think his face always. Yeah. I think he looks like he has a pout.
No. Does he ever?
Mac Jones looked like he had a pout. And I'm saying that from the island.
But be
I
honest,
don't think Drake May looks like he's pouting.
Does Drake May? And I'm not talking about his personality, but does his face expressions ever look like he's happy?
I think he looks shy.
It's a pouty
face. He's not, you know, running up to the camera and making goofy faces. I think he looks shy.
He's like, who described him on this show as the aw shucks guy?
Shime.
Was that Shime?
Yep.
That's kind of what he is.
Yeah.
He's had the same girlfriend since high school.
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
Okay.
So that's kind of what he's
maybe
like.
Maybe I lost my puppy face. he always does. When he threw the touchdown, he didn't even like. You know, and I guess that I understand that's his demeanor, but he could literally just be sitting there on the sidelines, you know, whether the play's good or bad.
Right.
And he just has this, like, sad, I lost my puppy, like, something's wrong face.
I mean, would you rather that he were wearing some kind of wildly expensive, elaborate hat? And throwing the football into the ground?
I'm not tripping about his personality. I'm just saying
that's
his facial expression.
Right, Greg, anybody sitting across from Alex Van Pelt for a prolonged period of time would have that face.
And Mitch, I pinged you the video if you want to share it with the Twitchers out there of them landing an hour ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like us when we landed in Ireland that early morning.
You're at long flight and
you're just
an overnight
tired.
Flight and people are tired, yeah.
Well, I was excited to land in Ireland.
I
don't
was
know
too.
About the rest of you guys.
No, I was so excited, but I remember feeling like I was in a dream, you know?
Yeah. I haven't
my
seen
my boy.
It, so
oh, here we go. See?
He rocks that white t-shirt just as good as you, Greg.
Like he's like, He's like, where's my dog? I'm kind of a little bit upset.
What?
You know?
No, that's cold-blooded, Wiggy.
He's locked in.
All right.
That's a sick sweatsuit.
Is that the face they call that, locked in?
Yeah, he's killer mentality.
That ain't scaring nobody, bro.
I mean, somebody in the Twitch chat.
He's got to get through customs first.
In the Twitch chat, someone is suggesting that he looks like a constipated Tom Brady, which I don't think is nice either.
I
don't think he's going through that much effort.
It's his facial expression. Not his personality, not his play. We're just looking pure. If you put the kid in a lineup, you'd say, what do you think that kid's thinking?
Okay, well, that has nothing to do with how well he is going to play come Sunday.
Not at all.
Wiggy, so I'm glad you brought it up. I'm fine with his facial expressions,
yes.
And I don't think he looks like a pout or a whiner or a crybaby or any of those things. So, all right, we have a lot to get to on today's show, last show of the week. Curtis, how are you feeling?
Still like garbage.
Oh, boy. All right.
Oh, well, Curtis, you did miss something this morning.
What?
Has an injury in the room.
Okay.
Limping around the studio get in. And
oh, Courtney, are you okay?
No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
Seems like the 5K training may have to be halted.
Ooh.
We are suspending it, not halting it.
Don't say that around me.
Be careful.
It's the bane of, and I got to, Wiggy warned me about this. I tweaked, I don't know if that's a word, I did not tear, but I did some damage to the Achilles, which is what occurs, apparently, when you reach a certain age.
Yes, when you reach your age.
It was the end of the run yesterday. Dan and I had an extraordinary run yesterday, lengthy run yesterday.
Let me see the definition of run.
How far did you get around the corner?
Upon resuming, we had stopped to walk for a brief moment.
Oh, no.
And upon resuming the run, there was a absolute shooting pain in the left Achilles region.
Can I ask a question?
Just because
I want everybody to be properly informed.
Yes.
Did this shooting pain occur within 100 yards of Van Leeuwen?
Good point.
It did not. But I will say, the ice cream cake flavor at Van Leeuwen is arguably the greatest achievement by an ice cream maker in the history of cows.
Ice cream cake.
It has a mixed in frozen blue frosting. Mm. You know the blue frosting that you get on if you buy an ice cream cake,
when
you were
Michael
a kid,
calls it Blue Blast.
Love ice cream cake.
When you went to Carvel and got the ice cream cake, it has that blue frosting mixed in with it. But anyway, I'm fine. I will resume 5K training, and the Jingle All the Way 5K is coming up on December 7th. So
when are you going to resume training?
I don't know, next week or something.
I don't know.
I would chill because you might have strained it a little bit.
I think I strained it.
Yeah,
I didn't tear it. Like a lot of guys, old dudes playing basketball will end up tearing their Achilles.
Yeah, and but that's next. If you rush back.
Okay, well, I need there's a personal best that is hanging in the balance.
Right. I'm nervous about you.
What?
This might be it for the 5K. Like, you may have to walk it this year.
I refuse to walk it.
Well, you have to. I think your age has gotten the best of you.
How long do you think I should wait?
When's the date again for the 5K?
December 7th.
December 7th.
A new day of infamy.
It is.
You can't do it next week.
Yeah,
Achilles is going to feel worse before it feels better.
It already feels better today.
No.
I took 12 Advil this morning.
Oh, good.
You know what, Greg?
I have to say, I respect that every day you begin with blueberries. It doesn't matter how you end. You begin
Curtis,
it.
That's the one good thing I do. I start the day off with blueberries.
Right.
And then at lunch, I'm thinking salad, but I often go, what's the big deal? Maybe I'll have myself some kind of a chicken parm wrap. And then by dinner, I've completely lost control.
But at least you have the antioxidants. And should you choose to go all salads, you've set yourself up for success.
Correct.
No wonder you're so gassy, though.
I have
all those antioxidants.
I have the best of intentions when the morning begins. When the sun comes up, I have the best of intentions.
By the way, it's pitch black.
Yeah,
God,
I know.
It sucks.
I mean, it's this way for a while.
Yep.
When does it get light again? Not till like
March or April,
or something like that.
When the pitchers and catchers report.
Yeah.
All right, well, be careful, Greg. Ice up. Get you some massages. Ooh. Some deep tissue You roofing or pressure point?
Yeah, you need like CBD on it.
I iced it. Dan told me to ice it. I iced it.
You had an ice cream.
Just make sure you make sure you stretch good.
Well, Curtis, you see that 781 text
that
says, Greg, is your personal best five scoops? Yes, that's my PB.
You know what, though? Like, I have to respect it. Like, when you find a really good ice cream, like, it's just such a wonderful treat.
Lindsay will be mad at this, but I will share it anyway. So the place is right down in the courtyard. Last night, you had brought up yesterday the ice cream cake flavor, on, I think, on the show.
Yep.
And
Gateway.
DM said, Courtney loves that flavor. Is it that good? I said, she says it's unbelievable. So she ordered it delivered.
Wow.
To the...
Really?
Yes. And I was injured. Okay. So there's no way I was going to go down and get it. So why don't you go down and get it? Mm-hmm. She ordered it delivered. The delivery person must have gone legitimately 10 to 12 steps in order to deliver the thing.
To put things in perspective, Santo and I went on Saturday to get it and ran into Greg in his lobby. Yeah. Like, we saw Greg in his lobby while we were getting our ice cream.
It's right there. Yes. If she could have got, she could have gone down and got it, but...
do you think somebody at Beasley put the ice cream there?
I don't think it's a competitive move, Curtis. I really don't.
That's money right there. Money right there going, hey, you know what? Rather than, you know, saving a couple bucks and walking 30 feet to get it, let's just have them deliver it for an extra $20.
That is next level.
I couldn't because I was injured. This is Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Good morning. Happy Friday, guys.
You too.
So, I'm not a doctor, obviously, you know, but the pain you described, it kind of sounds like there's a possibility of it being plantar fasciitis or a heel spur.
No, it's not.
Which is a lot of times, but a lot of times that pain is caused by wearing flat footwear without arch support like flip-flops.
Oh, good point.
Thanks.
Nailed it.
Really appreciate it. It's not. It's clearly the Achilles because it's when I move it in a certain way. Like I sat down on a bench after the injury.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, some onlookers alarmed and concerned about how I would do when it came to the 5K.
Do you have flashbacks when you sit on a bench?
moved my ankle. No pain whatsoever.
Right.
It's when I stepped, like going down the steps here this morning.
Right.
Very difficult. Felt the pain.
Well, it didn't look good walking from the office to the studio.
I
mean,
I knew it was Achilles when you said...
Courtney, no days off.
What? When you said you were running, then you guys slowed down to walk, and then as you stepped to run again, that's when you felt it.
That's
generally Achilles.
That's Achilles.
When you usually go from just basic motions that you do thousands of times a week, and that's when I knew you're lucky you didn't pop it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm at their thing. They have a snickerdoodle? What in the world?
Oh, that place is... Honestly, it's the best. It really is the best ice cream ever.
Holy guacamole.
Well, my thoughts and prayers are with you.
Thank you.
I'm trying to find the exact distance from that to your apartment.
I would say... I've been there before. That I would say less than 50 feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Echelon, Van Leeuwen. All right, let's see.
And that's the only reason why, because it's in that
289 feet.
Yeah. How long?
289.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
Less than a football field.
Yeah. Sean,
you can confirm. Oh, it's up to 290. I don't know what happened.
All right. Well, anyway.
Mostly flat.
We have a lot to get to on the show today. New England Patriots have arrived in London. And it is a Patriots Friday. Our lead's coming up in 10 minutes or thereabouts. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And I have full details on Lunch with a Hero this year. So I will share those at 7:20, how you can bring your hero, who at one point served this country, to a great event that we are having live broadcast at the American Heritage Museum and then lunch afterwards at the 110 Grill. So I'll tell you about that at 7:20. And the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 on this morning's show. Speaking of Courtney, here she is right now with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Thursday Night Football saw the Broncos beat up on a banged-up Saints team. Final score 33-10. And in college, BC fell to Virginia Tech on the road 42-21. Some shocking news in college sports. UVA head basketball coach Tony Bennett has announced he's retiring at 55 years old, just 3 weeks before UVA's season opener. In baseball, the Guardians get on the board with a 7-5 win over the Yankees. New York leads the ALCS 2-1. In the NLCS, the Dodgers go up 3-1 on the Mets with a 10-2 win last night. The Patriots have landed in London with Drake May on the injury report for the second day with a knee injury, but was a full participant at practice before they left. Alex Van Pelt spoke about Drake's status. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, not concerned. You know, that's for the head coach and trainers, but looked good to me yesterday as he worked.
Speaking of injuries, Ramondre Stevenson was absent from practice again yesterday. Now, last night, the Pats downgraded Vidarian Lowe to out on Sunday, but nothing for Stevenson, which would indicate he did travel to London. So we'll keep an eye out on that. And today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for the daily deal. Save $3 per pound on chicken wings. That's right, save $3 per pound on chicken wings. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 42 degrees in Boston. Mostly clear skies. Afternoon high of 60. Craig, gorgeous weekend for the Regatta Gala at the head of the Charles. It's going to be 67, but even better weather for the Oyster Fest at Lobster Trap in Bourne.
Yes. 70. Curtis, by the way,
yeah,
is the forecast 80 degrees on Monday? Is that accurate?
Inland, it's going to be approaching 80 degrees. You got that right.
Wow. All right. Little extended summer. Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you, Greg. Good job.
I don't know if you saw it or not, but you have a new competitor when it comes to the weather biz. And that is Snoop Dogg. Did you see Snoop Dogg doing the forecast with Al Roker?
Yep. It was only time before Snoop Dogg and I became the same.
You are simpatico.
I don't get the Snoop Dogg thing. I mean, I guess I'm not the target demo.
Which part of it?
Like at the Olympics, he was everywhere, and it's like, I don't.
Snoop. Everybody loves
universal,
Snoop.
Universal, yeah.
Snoop could go from I once had a guy, Junior Lewis, tell me this. Snoop can go from the boardroom to the block.
Oh.
And still be able to schmingle with everybody.
Right, from the outhouse to the penthouse, I used to say.
Yeah,
say that expression.
Yeah, you know, from the streets to the whatever the high rise.
Right, from the van to the Van Leeuwen.
Yeah, he can do it. Snoop gets away with it.
All right. We will be right back with our leads for the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Morning. Chime, I get it. I don't know how many will, but good choice this morning.
Thank you.
When it comes to the Achilles. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Is it, Chime, is it an answer random text Friday?
Absolutely.
We haven't done one of those in a while. So 781 text. Courtney, how is your Yuka improved life been going?
Wow, thank you so much for asking. For me, it's going great. For Santo, not so much. We did go through products in our bathroom.
Everything? And every single thing that was in there?
Unfortunately for Santo, that Kiehl's body wash he's been using, gotta go.
I see.
Gotta go. So, the Olaplex shampoo and conditioner in my bathroom, in the trash. But that's okay. I've moved on to different. I was surprised by... I didn't have many hazardous items already, so that was good.
Food-wise?
Skincare. I haven't gone through our entire refrigerator. Yesterday, I was really focused on my skincare, makeup, hair products. And Jesus.
See, this is the kind of thing, it's like going to see the doctor.
Right.
It just creates anxiety for you. Like, right. At this point, the way I feel, I'm nearly 58 years old, 58 in a couple weeks. I have consumed the kind of food that I've consumed, and it's too late. Like, I don't want to know. Like, I don't want to use an app to look up at, I don't want to look up at the baked Lay's sour cream, cheddar sour cream, onion, potato chips and see that there are five hazardous things in them. I don't want to know. Like, I
just, I get the app thing, but I always go, get a physical once a year. That's the best way to do it. Once a year, and then at least you can.
But if I can prevent myself from getting sick, like really sick, you know, like, down
but
the road.
You're in the physical.
If I can do anything in my power, and I understand that it's some things are out of my control, but
you're beyond that. What's the word for people like Courtney?
Hypochondriac.
Yes, you're in that world. Like, you're going through shampoo.
Yeah, she is.
Like, you're going through. Yeah. I can't use this shampoo. Why? Because it's going to give me a dry scalp, is what they're saying on this.
It's more than that. The dry scalp.
It's cancer.
Yeah.
Like, she's looking at her
but
shampoo.
But everything they
the like, shampoo like, that she's used. This is the problem with this app and all these things. She's looked at the shampoo that she's used for 5 years.
Yeah.
And now she's throwing it all away because she thinks it's going to give her cancer.
Infertility is another thing that I'm worried about when it comes to these products. I was at the hair salon yesterday. I bit my tongue. I didn't do it, but I almost asked to see the bottle of that they were going to wash my hair with because I wanted to take a photo of the barcode.
So you could whip out your Yuka app?
Yeah. Right. But then I said, Courtney, you're putting dye on your hair. Like, you're covering your grays. The toxins are there.
Right. Right afterwards, you said, hey, do you mind injecting me with 40 cc's of Botox?
Right.
I mean, I
this is a very... The way in which men and women approach this couldn't be more opposite. Like, my mom is very similar. Like, I'm like... Dad's 75. Like, he's okay. Like, he's made it this far. He's not going to change his entire diet. You know, if I get to 75, I want to be eating what I want to eat. I don't want to be eating crap, especially when half the stuff they tell you today is good and a month they'll say is bad.
See, that's the problem, Curtis, is that everything that they'll say potentially can give you cancer. So it's like you can't do anything. Just go see a doctor once a month and catch it, God forbid, knock on wood.
Once a month?
I mean, once a year, excuse me, and catch it, you know, early enough where they can treat it.
Mine is, and the cancer is obviously always in the back of my mind, especially after the Jimmy Fund and Greg talking about how younger people are getting it much more. But for me, in this stage of life, it is a fertility thing. So
if I see
anything that's like could hurt fertility, I'm like, gotta go. Heated seats for Santo? No longer.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And he don't wear boxes. He doesn't wear the boxer briefs no more, right? Doesn't he have to let them?
No, he can wear briefs. He's not supposed to wear them to bed.
Can't imagine the poor guy.
Well,
you have 75 rules that he has to follow that he's fertile.
Yeah, I mean, I have friends that their husbands can't go in a hot tub anymore. Showers have to be lukewarm.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, in heaven.
Wow.
Life
gotta
is
protect
not
the jewels.
Long enough.
Yeah.
Damn.
Why don't they all just go get the eggs retrieved and boom, you know, get it on layaway. Then it's there for you whenever you want.
It was interesting yesterday. The whole food discussion was, I think, really interesting. And I think for a lot of people, it is something to think about. And the Yuka app, I think, is it's cool. And I think it's worthwhile. I just think for some, it's going to create an absolute anxiety-filled existence.
I would like to personally apologize to Santo. This is really my fault. I shouldn't have brought it up. You're a great guy.
You really take a beating here.
Wash your face with whatever the hell you want to wash your face with. You have beautiful skin and a great head of hair.
Yeah.
All right. It's a Patriots Friday, and coming up at 7... we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Greg Wunschheim. Greg, and you know the name of the other Allman brother? By any chance, Scheim? Wiggy, I don't think you do.
George.
Curtis?
Mark, right?
No. Courtney, no. Never. You don't even know the Allman Brothers.
No.
You thought it was something that cost $10 that you put in your coffee.
Yeah.
Curtis, any idea?
Sven.
Oh. Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Wow. Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Dwayne, that's right.
Dwayne.
Greg and Dwayne. All right.
Shime, your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Shout out to my guy Mitch. He's going to have something, a nice little graph for you on Twitch. I'm a big graph guy, visual learner, if you will.
Okay, I love graphs.
And so this is for you. If you notice, this is quarterbacks which excel at creating plays outside of structure. The bottom axis is the EPA per play, so how successful you are on a per-play basis. And on the left side is what you create out of structure and out of the basic play itself. If you'll notice, in the upper right-hand quadrant, there's a couple names that I want you to take note of.
Those would be the two outliers. The two who far exceed every other quarterback on your chart that
correct.
You brought with you to work this morning.
The most successful at both EPA per play and creation rate out of structure. That would be, of course, Josh Allen, which makes total sense.
All right.
I've been doing it for years now. That other name there, I believe that says Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what it says. Drake May. My guy, Drake May. Look, this is what he excels at. This is what he thrives in. Get him out there. Stick him in the shotgun. And just spread them and shred them, baby. That's what you got to do with Drake May. That's what you should do against this Jaguars team. I said this last night with Fitzy. I will be disappointed if the Patriots do not score at least 27 points this weekend. I think,
okay.
Like, that's my number. Last week we had a number for Drake May where we thought it would be a successful game. For me, this is more about the offense as a whole. On Sunday, you should score at least 27 points on this Jaguars defense.
When it comes to hammering the Shime, are you on record? Do you want to be on record now as suggesting that Drake May gets his first NFL win on Sunday?
Yes, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Took you a minute to get there.
I definitely want to take the Patriots plus six. I think that number's too big.
Okay.
To me, this is a field goal game.
Okay.
But the best bet on the board is the over. It's 42 because they think both these teams stink, which is true, but both these defenses are the one worst part about the team right now. Both offenses can cook. I love the over in this game of 42.
All right, Shine.
The over, excellent. So we're locking that in?
Yeah, lock it in. That's my lock of the week, Courtney. Over 42, Patriots-Jags.
Okay. We will talk to Nick Costos at 9:30 to get further betting advice for you for this weekend. Hi, Curtis.
Hey, Greg. So Dan Shaughnessy wrote a story yesterday calling the 2004 World Series New England's greatest sports story.
Mm.
And I have to say, upon first glance, nobody does historical sports perspectives quite as well as Shaughnessy in Boston. I agreed. But you know what? Upon further thought, I think Wiggy, once again, is getting screwed.
Huh.
Because I just don't know if 04 happens without the 01 Patriots.
Okay.
And the story of the 04 Red Sox was really the story of a singular rivalry with the Yankees. If they went through the Indians like they did in 07 and 04, it wouldn't have had the same feeling. So the singular accomplishment of the 04 team was not beating the Cardinals. It was coming back from 3-0 to beat the Yankees a year after Boone's home run landed in left field at Yankee Stadium to eliminate you in Game 7. Whereas the Patriots sucked forever.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, you get a guy in Tom Brady who arrives, thanks to Jermaine Wiggins, and you get Bill Belichick in his second year, and you get the beginning of the most successful dynasty in the history of American team sports without any question.
Yeah.
So I would go Patriots 0-1 because the story is really David against Goliath.
Mm.
Yeah, but the comeback, Curtis, hard to ignore when it comes to the drama around it. Hard to ignore Kevin Millar sitting on the can, reading a column by the aforementioned Dan Shaughnessy, and then walking up to him. In an aggressive manner and saying, you know, why not us?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a story.
Don't
let us win today.
Don't let us win today.
I hear you, Greg. It's a great story. What I would say, though, is the final game in the worst stadium in all of professional sports with 6 inches of snow falling as Gil Santos is giving you the play-by-play against a far more talented Raiders team. A quarterback that was totally unknown, and you get the fumble. It's not a fumble. You get the greatest kick in the history of the sport. Then you go to Pittsburgh, beat the Steelers. 1 week later, the Patriots in red, white, and blue win the first Super Bowl after September 11th. I go slight edge 0-1 Patriots.
I hear you, Curtis. We are like, you know, we were the Rosa Parks of sports. We did it first. And then everybody else were like, you know what? We need to join the fight.
I mean, I feel like there were other teams that had won Super Bowls prior to...
No, but we're talking
prior
about...
Prior to 2001.
No, but I mean, we're talking about here in New England.
I see, here in New England.
Here in New England.
You did it first.
Yeah, we kind of did it first.
That's
like,
true. Yeah, you did.
I know the Celtics, and that, but it was a different stage.
Yeah, the Celtics had several championships prior to that.
Yeah, that was a whole different
era. New Age.
Yeah, New Age. We were the New Age Rosa Parks. Yes, we did it first, and then every other team around here was like, we got to be able to keep up with this New England.
Up because of you. All right.
That's good job, Curtis.
Excellent lead, Curtis.
Thanks. Yeah. Good job, Wiggy. Thank you.
We may need to revisit that, though. So what was the bold statement made by Dan Shaughnessy? Greatest?
So the story in the Boston Globes, 20 years later, the Red Sox 2004 World Series remains New England's greatest sports story.
New England's greatest sports story. Wow.
I mean, kind of a shot at Neshoba Regional.
You know? Correct. I don't know. Yes. All right. Great lead, Curtis.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll get to a lead from Courtney and a lead from Wiggy and a lead from yours truly next. Sean, great one for a Friday. It's a Patriots Friday, and we will get to They Said It coming up at 7. Heads up on Monday. Are we at Gillette Stadium Monday because of the England scenario, or are we in the studio Monday, Curtis? Do you know?
I haven't heard. My guess is we will be there.
We will. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So they let's say they play.
They're done by 12:30 our time.
Right. So they'll take off by 3:30.
Okay.
Then you're back in at 10. Okay. It's just like a 4 o'clock game.
All right. Excellent. All right. So Monday we will be at Gillette with Gerard Mayo on this show and Boomer Esiason. As long as we're doing programming heads ups, I've had a lot of questions about Bruins Thursday.
A lot of people very concerned.
Yeah, very concerned about it. Bruins Thursday with Mike Milbury launches this upcoming Thursday. Bruins Thursday here, Mike Milbury.
That was before Van Leeuwen.
Mike Milbury will be on this show every Thursday during the NHL season, and we love having him back. And so that launches on Thursday. New to this show, Celtics Wednesday. And we launch that next Wednesday after the opener on Tuesday night. And we will be joined every single Wednesday on this show at 9 by our very own, I may go so far as to refer to her as our very own Celtics beat reporter, Mego. So Mego, who is there virtually every day with the Boston Celtics, will join us on every Wednesday during the Celtics season on this show.
It's a Celtics Friday.
Was that at Bernie's?
That was a rough one.
Wiggs, yeah. That was a rough
sick
one.
As a dog, but you know, I battled through it.
You had a night job.
Yeah, you were suffering.
No,
from...
that was. I had a cold that night.
You had the Corvus.
Come on, man. Let me tell you. How many times I've drank?
You and the
that
governor
had nothing to do with Corvus.
You and the governor of New Hampshire had the Corvus.
Ty and I have put back in the governor. Governor put back many. I got sick, man.
So, and then Tuesday, we will launch the Celtics season with our pal, Wick Grosbeck, who will join us at 8:20 on Tuesday. So,
I'm still working to get tickets for Tuesday night.
Yeah,
I'm still working the angle. So, holla at your boy, Mike. Yes, queen.
All right. We have leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I really wanted to have like a fun, upbeat lead on this Friday, but there's a story out there that I think is very important. I think it's going to change the trajectory of what's been going on, a terrible thing that's been going on in our society. Yesterday, the 14-year-old who killed four at Appalachia High School in Georgia was indicted as an adult on 55 counts. His dad, 55-year-old Colin Gray, was also indicted on 29 counts. Gray gave his son an AR-15-style rifle as a gift after law enforcement officials interviewed them back in May of 2023 in connection with reports of online threats to carry out a school shooting. After that, the dad gave his son an AR-15-style rifle. This is changing. The way in which officials, law enforcement is handling school shootings is changing. They are holding parents responsible if they were turning a blind eye to their kids and what their kids are going through, and signs that their kids need help or need to be taken out of these school systems. This could be what changes how, again, I'm going to use the word laissez-faire, school shootings have been in this country. Mm. Every single time we've seen a school shooting, we've seen thoughts and prayers, never again, all of this. This is actual change that could lead us down a path of less terrible situations in schools. Mm. And this could actually help protect our kids.
Great lead.
That's a good lead.
I'm a big personal responsibility person.
Uh-huh.
So I have resisted the urge to think that you can blame it on the parents, but I think you have to do it. I great lead, Courtney.
So
honestly,
this is interesting. This is a really good lead because we're dealing with minors, right? So would the same thing be said? Because we had this conversation about the parents who allowed their kid to keep driving after they know he had multiple speeding situations.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think he killed his friend or something like that. Because
that's kind of where it started almost. Like the idea of holding the parents accountable when a teenager, a near adult, is doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
That could lead to reckless behavior that could lead to somebody else being hurt. So it's very interesting about that lead. So.
Yeah. Excellent lead.
Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning. So I know you said that we're going to have Wick on, and I'll tell you what, I haven't watched much, but just a little bit of the Celtics preseason. And when I tell you, that boy Jason Tatum got a whole new bag. He incorporated a little pull-up jumper from behind the three-point line. Mm. You look at his shooting mechanic. He's a lot quicker with his release. I tell you what, I am excited, not, you know, obviously for the Celtics, but just to see Tatum and him taking that next step as a 26-year-old who is first team All-NBA, has won a championship.
MVP this season?
I think so.
Okay.
MVP this season.
That's your lock?
I will bet on him. Okay. I will bet on him to be MVP.
But finals or the regular season?
I was talking regular season.
I think regular season and finals.
Okay.
Right? He should have got finals MVP last year, but that's a different conversation. It's a different conversation. He should have, but if you just look at the overall numbers from beginning to end, and I know we tend to not do that, but that is a different conversation.
I know it's not Celtics Wednesday, but I found a great Celtics nugget, and I have not been able to announce it on the show.
Yes.
Did you see the story where all execs in the NBA, all 30, voted on best coach?
Yeah.
Did you see who didn't get a single vote?
Yes.
Who did they vote best coach? Because I want to fall.
Eric Spoelstra.
I want to fall off my seat like Joey C.
So I'm crazy, but 30 execs were asked who the best coach in the NBA is. Not one of them agreed with Wiggy. The majority agreed with me, well, Mr. NBA.
That's because 30 of them are idiots. Eric Spoelstra. What has Eric Spoelstra won?
He's won several championships, he's taken a team without talent past your Celtics talent.
He's won several championships with,
who was a more talented team, the Heat or the Celtics 2 years ago?
Celtics were a more talented
team. And who won the series?
The Heat won that series.
Oh.
Who was it more what?
The Heat or the Celtics.
Who was a more talented team?
Two years ago.
When they lost, Tatum got hurt in the first quarter
of game 7, series they fell down 3-0.
Exactly. When Jimmy Butler threw up 71 or something ridiculous, whatever he had. Yes.
Yeah, remember, that was Mazzulla's first year of coaching, and they had just thrown him in there.
Yep.
So right now, stop with the Eric Spoelstra hype.
Stop with that guy.
That is
it's not me. It's the 30 NBA execs.
What has he won?
I've already told you what he
won. Other than he had LeBron, D-Wade at his prime, and Chris Bosh, Ray Allen, they had a legit – they were the originators of super teams.
Of course. And then they got past your super team without one.
We got to take a quick break.
We didn't have a super team.
Chris Bosh.
Super duper.
We will get to my lead, the only one remaining.
You got it, left. Brother.
And I hate doing this, but I'm obsessed. I for whatever reason, I'm obsessed with the plan. And I don't know why I'm still obsessed with it. It really doesn't matter much, but I want you to hear something that was said yesterday, and I maybe then we can put the plan to bed. So we'll get to my lead, and they said it next.